Number 8, David from Texas. So if you're traveling in a car that seems to be going at the speed of light, you turn your headlights on, would it make a difference?
Oh, this must be some kind of physics teacher trying to throw a curveball at me, George. Let's see.
It does.
Yeah. It says, you say the car's going at the speed
of light. He turns his headlights on.
Headlight on. Well, I'll tell you this. You see, it would make a difference. It absolutely would make a difference because, you see, the physical car could not reach the speed of light due to the resistance. It would get heavy. It would get heavier and heavier. It would never reach the speed of light, you see, and therefore the headlights would overcome that. And, look, this is physics 101, David. I mean, why don't you give this question to some guys at NASCAR, for heaven's sakes?
All right, our next question comes from Tuesday, Dr. Morgus. This one's on tape, so listen closely.
What's your question for Dr. Morgus?
Dr. Morgus, why does the washing machine, the clothes dryer, the garbage disposal, the meter on the electrical box, the hands on the clock, the water in the toilet bowl, the sinks all spin clockwise?
All right.
No, I must congratulate you, Tuesday. I don't think any other scientist could handle this question, George. Well, you know, my computer, Eric, the Eon Research Infinity computer,
yes,
is an encyclopedia of science. You know, it actually has historical scientific data, and it seems there was a prehistoric, well, he was a Homo erectus by the name of Uga Uka. And by the way, I don't think you'll find that name on Google, but anyway. He was given credit for being the discoverer of the wheel. And the theory was that the first time he threw this thing out, it rolled clockwise. And from that time on, all of his buddies picked up on that. Everything mechanical began to roll on a clockwise basis. But you know, really, the trip around the sun is also clockwise. The spin of the earth is clockwise. And that's all basic. Oh, by the way, I understand the left-handed people are left-handed because the right-handed people are right because of the clockwise. It's a shame, but I do remember, though, that the Greek gods gave all lefties humility as a banner, kind of to offset the the inadequacy of life. But that's a true fact. That I know for sure.
Fascinating. All right, Sally from Trenton, New Jersey writes, this is kind of a strange question. Of course, they all have been. Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets?
Oh, some of these are clever. Why do kamikaze?
They're trying to stump you on a few of these.
Yeah, well, why? I don't know. Okay, well, I would say. Well, the reason is, I would think, if they should survive the crash, they probably need to have their brains examined.
David wants to know, and this one's probably one of the heavy ones of the night. What can we do to solve all or most of the problems on planet Earth?
Oh, boy. This is really made for me. I really appreciate that call, David. You know, George, I've been waiting for something like this. I've told people I should be given some kind of command of all of this. Nobody's going to take me serious. Maybe tonight somebody will pick up on it because, I should be given a contract by either the United Nations and all the, I'll say all the countries in the world. I don't know that it's possible. But someone like myself, who is an authority on most of this, could take it and bring peace into the world. I've always stated I had three major things that I would do given that kind of power, George. I'd say first of all, I think to get peace, you'd have to have everyone in the world speaking the same language. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Absolutely.
I would agree. That would help.
Yeah. And now I would choose English, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about maybe using Chinese, but we'd all look funny speaking Chinese, I think. The second thing is that everyone should be highly educated. I leave out a few congressmen, of course.
Yeah, right. Maybe all of them.
Yeah, but I would maybe do that by my brain equalizer program, which, by the way, is one of my experiments on television and on DVD one day. And last but not least, George, this is kind of controversial. It would demand mind control, which I do have the power thereof to do. And I would perform that, of course, but only on criminals, straighten them out, and other menace of society. But that's about it.
Okay, let's go live on our next one to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Mike, you are on Coast to Coast with Dr. Morgus. Hi there.
Good evening, George.
Hey. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dr. Morgus. I'm honored to have been chosen to pose a question to you tonight.
What is
I'm humbled by your scientific genius, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
And knowing what you know, I don't know how you keep your sanity. And to that point, my question for you tonight is, why has one man, meaning you, Dr. Morgus, been blessed with an intellect superior to that of Dr. Einstein and all of the other great past great thinkers of the world combined?
My. This, I must say, is a challenge to my modesty, Mike. But I must tell you the truth here. As you know, every century brings somebody like this into the world. You know, you go back to the 18th century, the great mind of that time was Isaac Newton. In the 19th century, what do we have? We have Thomas Edison. The 20th century was, what, Albert Einstein. And here we are in the 21st century, and looks like I've got to handle things, you know. But that's truly what it's all about. But I must tell you, Mike, a brain is a terrible thing to have in the wrong skull. It really is. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know me. I'm not a household word around the country yet.
Well, you are now.
Well, people call me other things, but I tell you, frankly, I'm below the radar, and I don't make commercials for drug products on television, so that's why nobody knows me. But anyway, they check in on the website, and that pleases me. So I've always remembered, I did take a vow of poverty. I'm, you know, financially impaired. But I always remember a person who is satisfied with very little has everything. Everything.
I'm going to jump ahead to number 14, Dr. Morgus. Charla's on tape here. Here's her question.
What's your question for Dr. Morgus?
Dr. Morgus, I'm wondering, if a cat has 9 lives, how many lives does Dr. Morgus have?
Probably 25, Morgus.
Wow, I'm telling you, that's a good question. This is another good question. You know, it may surprise you, Charla. You see, we tend to look at life as one big span of 50 to 100 years, but every day that you wake up is a life, Charla, because that day is gone forever when you go to sleep at night. So each day is a gift of life to enjoy. And, of course, you know, friends, I've had over 31,000 lives, and I have not wasted one of them. Well, there was one time when the IRS brought me in. Yeah, they were trying to find out how I could make these experiments without money. And my answer was to them that I didn't own a clothes closet. That's all I could think of. And they were so shocked by that, I don't think they ever figured it out. But nonetheless, that was my answer. By the way, Charla, how old would Charla be?
Oh, who knows? She's on tape.
Well, George, how young are you?
I'm 57.
57?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh, you've lived 20,805 lives.
I have?
I've just run that through my brain.